Yeah, we just had three verticals on that side, trying to hit Fasano up the seam. Ball got up a little bit. I didn't even see it. Just kind of saw the end of the play. I got one over his head. It was tough trying to make a play there at the end and move the chains. I thought I had it, but ball just got up on me a little bit. Yeah. I mean, the guy didn't rush. Then ends up batting it down. It's one of those things. I mean, trying to throw it to Dwayne right now in the flat. The guy's running on it. It's going to be a bang-bang play, even if you throw it firm. If I clutch it or lob it over his head, I mean, it's probably going to be incomplete or even worse maybe. So, tough. I'm trying to get it to him as fast as I could. DN didn't rush, though. He did, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. You're competitive. You want to win the game. But for all those guys that, played a long time with, a lot of those guys. So, it was different competing against them today. But at the end of the day, like I said, I have a lot of history with some of those guys. So. I mean, certainly there was that there, and I had to deal with it all week and talking with the media and, so it was there and certainly watching the film was different, knowing a lot of the guys and even the scheme and, having, played against, Coach Fangio and, so watching it was different. Yeah. I mean, in that sense it was different, but, also just, in some ways another game, new stadium, new place. This was all new for me. It'd be tough to answer that right now. I go back and look. I mean, certainly I felt like we had good balance for most of the game. There at the end, I think, got ourselves in a couple third and shorts and didn't convert. And it hurt us.
Virginia Hemingway, obviously he's playing the slot, not Donnie's spot. But
you
talk about Junior being there.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that, I know I have a lot of trust in, that when he's in there, he knows what he's doing. He's going to, he's a bigger bodied guy, going to be physical, make some tough catches for you. He just works hard. He's always there. He's always available, knows all the positions. So, certainly not surprised by that.
I know you don't want to be 2-3.
Yeah.
But here we are 5 weeks into this terribly tough schedule where you've been in Denver and Miami and here and the Patriots and you've lost all the guys that you've lost. Just, where are you 2-3? What do you think this team is
at? Yeah, I certainly think the last 3-4 weeks headed in the right direction. 2-3 is not where we want it to be, headed into the bye week. Today is a tough loss, but certainly I think there's things you can take from it. A lot of room for improvement, but certainly things to continue to build on, I think, the last few weeks that we've been doing. Oh, man. Yeah, I think all our jobs was pretty easy. Just get the ball to D'Anthony, and he made the play. He's got that kind of ability, that kind of playmaker. Get him in space, and he's got that kind of potential, and you saw that today. I threw it. I knew it was going to be close. It's one of those throws that they're backing up so deep. The margin of error there's tough. You're trying to get it over the underneath guys and get it back down. When I let it go, I felt okay about it. Didn't see it though. Went down and all of a sudden looked up and saw the DB kind of fall in on the catch. You hate throwing those at that time. It's tough. It'd be one score game. You're trying to push the ball downfield and make something happen.
You go from one home coming to another next game.
Oh, yeah.
Again, talking about the stress. It's not exactly the team you want to start this coast bye with, or is it?
You know, division game. I mean, it'd be yeah. We get a bye week. We get a chance to rest, get healthy. You know, come back and got a big division game. So, you know, it'll be good for us.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thanks.